dancing with a vocation. We can fight a vocation or dance with your vocation. I have this example. In France, this guy is called Fabrice Luchini. He's a poet. No, it's an actor. Actor. It's a movie actor. And that guy didn't add the vocation to be an actor. He was working in hairdresser. And he liked to dance. So one night, he go dance into a bar in France. And then a well-known movie maker was at the bar at the same time as him. He saw him just dancing and said, "Oh, you will be the next hero of my next movie." Just looking at him dancing. So sometimes vocation can come from everywhere. In that place, it was in a dancing floor. And the dance with yourself. This is the most difficult dance, the dance with the self, or the dance with your originality, your own creativity, your own point of view. It's not very encouraging in our society to have our own point of view. We have a lot of opinion, but opinion, it's not necessarily what you think. It's mostly what the mass think inside of you. So to have a relation with your originality. Dance with or fight against. I will finish this talk with a nice movie that illustrates and try to integrate all this thing with the unexpected, the encounter, the thing that we are not able to encounter. It's a movie called How to Train Your Dragon. I will finish the conversation with that. Close the light, yeah. The dragon, don't be afraid of the dragon. Can you close the light? Yeah. If it's possible. So this is the first encounter with the dragon.
Pas dedans. C'est mou le poisson, mais il faut quand même que tu... Croque. Attends. Non. C'était le seul, j'en ai plus. Thank you.
So that's it. I thank you very, very much for being here to have this conversation with me. I hope we can open the conversation more with question or commentary. And there's the stick, the tribe stick.
Okay, thank you. I'm a counselor, and I speak with many people about their reality and their challenges. And sometimes I ask about dreams. I have to be very careful about this, but sometimes in response to that, they'll mention the concept, it's in French, déjà vu. And I was wondering if you could speak to the concept of the phenomena of the déjà vu and how it occurs at moments that are very unexpected and often very significant to the people who perceive them.
Okay. So what I have to say about the concept of déjà vu, I've read two directions about that. There's one direction that points into a chemical reaction. Some scientific, I don't remember the right research, but they observe that it's a kind of tricky chemical reaction inside the brain that gives you the impression of déjà vu. So it's like a chemical reaction. So that's one side of that. The other side that we can explore the ideas of déjà vu, it's from a French physicist, he explored the theory of parallel universe and the concept of time. And in his conception of time, we have the ability to different present, past, future. But some hypothesis or some exploration by that guy said that the time, you cannot divide the time into that. So at some point, everything is happening in every dimension a lot of time. It's a tricky exploration, but in that kind of experience of déjà vu, it's like a connection between something that has already happened in a parallel universe and then connected to the universe of that person. But this is difficult to prove, like the theory of the parallel universe. But that's another exploration we can do about the impression of déjà vu. That leads us to explore the concept of time, because we are always with different past, present, and future. And this is what Jung explores also. It's at the deep level of the unconscious, you cannot difference present, past, and future. So, and at some point, we can say that everything happening every time, everywhere, a different kind, and at some point, they connect to the experience you have. That's what I can say about this. But personally, about the experience of déjà vu, I prefer the chemical explanation. Yeah. Yeah. It's more simple. It's more simple. Usually, the more simple explications are the best.